New study of Balearic Island Bronze Age swords reveals complex origins. A recent study revealed many new details about the manufacture, material composition, and cultural importance of late Bronze Age swords recovered during various 20th century excavations on Spain's Balearic Islands in the Western Mediterranean. This cache of weapons includes artifacts that are approximately 3,000 years old, with the collection as a whole dating to the years 1000 through 800 BC. In the new study, which was just published in the journal Archaeological and Anthropological Sciences, a team of researchers from the University of the Balearic Islands, led by archaeologist Laura Perello Mateo, explained the results of their scientific analysis of these unique artifacts. They carefully examined these objects to determine the manufacturing techniques used to make them, while also measuring the chemical and isotopic compositions of their metals to determine their sources. Interestingly, the Balearic swords they looked at exhibited signs of local manufacturing traditions mixed with ideas that originated elsewhere. These swords incorporate the use of production techniques that were brought over from Iberia throughout the Middle and Late Bronze Ages, the study authors wrote in their journal article. They mention lost wax casting, the use of complex bronze alloys, made from copper, tin, and lead, and the creation of compound objects as representations of imported manufacturing and design innovations. Swordmaker, instructed in dreams, recreates infallible sacred swords of legend. What's a Viking sword? What's not? The distinctions of Norse weaponry. Sword making with a new and unique style. Between the 14th and 13th centuries BC, trading and cultural exchange in the Western Mediterranean region began to pick up steam. Sitting 160 miles, 260 kilometers, off the coast of the Iberian Peninsula, the Balearic Islands were easily visited by seagoing vessels traveling from Europe and Africa, which put the people of the islands in prime position to take advantage of these developments. As calculated by Perello Mateo and her team, the total weight of metal objects recovered from the islands of Mallorca, Ibiza, and Formentera rose from just 4.7 pounds, 2.15 kilograms, during excavations at early Bronze Age sites to 117 pounds, 53 kilograms, during digs that explored Middle and Late Bronze Age sites. This reflected an increase of metals obtained through trade, which had a significant impact on the eventual development of a sword-making industry. Even though they were manufactured locally, the Balearic swords themselves can be directly linked to the increase in economic and cultural interactions that began in the Western Mediterranean on the late 2nd millennium BC. The formal idea of the sword should be understood as a foreign archetype that was incorporated by island communities, the study authors explained. Before swords, no similar objects were found on the Balearic Islands, with the possible exception of the machete from Loceta. Interestingly, though, once the concept of the sword was embraced, the sword makers of the Balearic Islands put their own unique spin on their manufacture. The style and designs of their swords included some features that could be found nowhere else in the greater region in the early 1st millennium BC. There was a resemblance between these creations and swords found in Italy and Central Europe dating to the same era, but the differences were even more obvious. Metallurgy prowess revealed by world's oldest swords discovered in Turkey. 2,800-year-old Hallstatt swords rewrite bronze to Iron Age technological leap. In total, 18 late Bronze Age swords were examined, most of which came from the islands of Mallorca and Menorca. The distinctive features of these weapons including solid grips, in place of the disc or diamond-shaped pommels found on models made elsewhere, and thinner-than-usual blades that attached to the grips through direct casting techniques or via three rivets arranged in a triangular pattern. One of the major revelations from this study likely explains some of the differences in sword design that have been observed. Though the artifacts take on the formal concept of swords, their role and function would have been completely different to the more generalized use they received on the mainland, the study authors wrote. Documented evidence allows us to conclude that, largely, these swords were not envisaged or produced for use in combat. Rather, they were created as symbolic objects to be put on display. The fact that the people of the Balearic Islands weren't using swords in battle suggests their manufacture might have been commissioned by elites who could afford to have the materials imported to make them. Excavating the lost world of the mysterious Talayotic culture. Most of the recovered swords in the Balearic Islands have been linked to the Taliotic culture that inhabited the islands for much of the 2nd and 1st millenniums BC. These mysterious people, who originated from parts unknown, got their name from their apparently obsessive construction of talaiots, which is the name given to elaborate stone structures they built in many locations in the Balearic Island chain. These structures are believed to have functioned as ceremonial centers, or possibly as community gathering spots. The swords were excavated in Taliotic villages and fortified settlements, and it is thought they may have been used in various rituals or put on display at community events, which presumably would have taken place inside talaiots. More than anything, what the discovery of these unique swords shows is that the people of the Balearic Islands had become integrated into the regional culture of the Western Mediterranean by the early 1st millennium BC. The Balearic swords with their innovative designs were one result of this integration, and as archaeological explorations continue, archaeologists are hoping to find more evidence that reveals the true nature of the islanders' interactions with the outside world. By Nathan Fault.